Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Josh Costello is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Science of Sales Success. And he's also in the energy business, folks. The company he works with is called Tozer Energy Systems. And, Josh, you've become an energy expert over the years. And one of the big things in the news right now is this Solera. I think that's the name of the – I'm saying the name right – this solar energy company was out in California that was, you know, supposedly had this great plan, and they got a $535 million loan from the government, and not long after that they went broke. They closed up. They've taken bankruptcy. The CEO is taking the fifth this week. Is being called before Congress. He's told him he's gonna apply his Solyndra. By the way, my crack research team has reminded me this called Solyndra, that firm, and so and they've taken bankruptcy. The guy's taken the fifth on in front of Congress, and the FBI raided the building. So this is a very interesting case. Do you tell us your insights into what happened to Solyndra?
Well, you know, Jim, I can only go by what I read as well as anyone else, but
you have industry insights.
At least some of the economics that were confronted in New Jersey, which is one of the more friendlier solar states, you know, and friendly means rebate heavy, incentivized, as well as California. The other is that it's a simple math issue, and that is that if you look at the installed cost for solar, and this is, you know, on a typical scale, not a massive utility size scale, it's gone probably from, I think back in 1998, it was around $11 a watt. That's how they look at it, installed, and it's now down 12 years later due to innovation and manufacturing costs going down, is somewhere around $6 to $7 installed. That's installed. So if you're making it for $6 a watt,
so
you're
in other
not going to be able
words,
to sell it
in other
to
words,
too many people.
In other words, if I wanted a solar system for my house or my business or my city, does it matter? The install price would cost me, if I wanted 1,000 watts, it would cost me $6,000. If I want 10,000 watts, it would cost $60,000 or whatever. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It would be somewhere around there. And then what happens, Jim, is you get a 35%, which ends this year, investment tax credit. And then you get what's called solar renewable energy credits.
Yeah.
What's referred to as SRECs. You sell these credits or you get paid for these credits.
Right.
And the issue that you have is that if you look at $6 a watt, then what you're really saying is that it's still costing you 60 cents a kilowatt.
Yeah.
And yet you can buy it from the utility all day long at 15 cents a kilowatt. That's why you need incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can buy it all day long for four times what you're paying
right.
for it. So what's the difference is
right.
the incentives and the rebates. The problem that you have is that if you're manufacturing it at a cost that's at the installed price before you begin, it's going to be hard to stay in business very long.
Well, didn't they also have an issue where the silicon that they thought there was a pricing issue on the silicon they used for
right.
their panels? Wasn't that an issue too?
Yeah, you had all these issues, you know, contributing to
the cost structure got messed up.
A non-competitive cost. I think, you know, I don't know, you know, the nuances of it, other than if you look at the economics, it's just hard to say that, you know, it's like if you started a gas station and said
right.
that you were going to start selling gas at $15 a gallon, you're probably not going to be in business.
So let me ask you a question. What's the bottom line? Is this an indictment of that one company, of the mismanagement of that one company, the bad model that they had, or is this an indictment of the solar industry right now?
No. I don't think it's an indictment at all of the solar industry.
You think the solar industry is still viable? Solyndra is not the poster child for that industry?
Well, the answer is they're not indicative. I mean, you're talking about decent, good folks that are in the solar.
I don't mean the malfeasance. I'm just saying, is the solar industry viable still in America?
Only if it's heavily subsidized.
Only subsidized, which means without that, it's not. So maybe that's something we got to look at. Hey, Josh, well done. Thanks for being here.
Good job. The way to go, Jim.
We'll see you next time, Josh Costell. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.